Have you ever done something for someone and walked away knowing you have changed their life forever? Something so simple yet so meaningful to that person that they will never forget it as long as they live. In December of 2017, I had the opportunity to do just that. I traveled over 1,200 miles to an orphanage in Haiti with the full intention of changing the lives of the children I met. Although I do feel as if I left a life-changing impact on these children, I have now come to realize that God had very different intentions for me. My time in Haiti was spent surrounded by about 20 children of all different ages. We sang countless songs and played a ton of soccer, which Haitians are extremely good at. Throughout the week, we participated in numerous prayer walks through the village, visited a women's prison, and held vacation Bible school at the orphanage and invited many of the kids from the village to attend. Although these activities were so much fun, our intentions were to bring these people closer to the Lord. 1 Peter 4:10 reads, "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others, as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms." When I read this verse, I cannot help but feel completely overwhelmed with blessedness. God has given each of us a gift that is so unique and special that it really defines who we are. What is so amazing to me is that all God asks in return is for us to use this gift to serve others and to spread this gift in a way that will change their life by bringing them closer to Him. From the moment I arrived in Haiti and saw the look of those children's faces, I knew God was putting me in the right place to spread this gift. I'll be the first to tell you that there are so many things I have taken for granted in my life, and after seeing the struggles these children face on a daily basis, it gave me a renewed appreciation for these things. What was so amazing to me was that regardless of the struggles they faced, there was a constant joyful smile on their faces. I could not even begin to tell you what this gift God has given me is, but I knew right then that this was how God had always intended me to share it. One of my most memorable moments from my time in Haiti was when a widow from the village came up to me and said, "We may be different colors and we may live in different countries, but we are all brothers and sisters in God's eyes." I have to say, I was so taken back and touched by what this woman said, but then it hit me. Yes, God sent me to Haiti to share my gift with these people, but He also sent me so that they could share their gifts with me. God really does work in the most wonderful and mysterious ways. Here I was with the full intention of going to Haiti to change lives, yet I come back with my life changed forever in the greatest ways imaginable. It has been over a year since I got back from Haiti. To give you a little bit of fun information, Haitians love Facebook. Actually, just a couple of weeks ago, I got a Facebook message from one of the orphans from the village we stayed at. In this message, he asked me if I would help him pray so that he could hopefully come to the United States for a better life. I cannot even begin to describe the feeling I had after reading this message. Of course, I helped him pray, but I sat there thinking about how amazing it was that God sends me 1,200 miles away to share this gift He has given me, but also so that all of the people I met could share their gift with me. I think we can go on and on about things we are grateful to God for providing us in our lives, but our gift of faith is by far the most valuable. And all He asks of us in return is to share this gift with those we met, especially to those that need it the most.
Get wisdom, get insight. These are the words that are repeated throughout this proverb, and I felt that they were very important to me and to my path. I plan on attending the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, and I have been accepted into the Interior Architecture Program. My path has led me in this direction, get wisdom, get insight. One of these things that matter the most is wisdom. We can be taught many things, but wisdom is one of the most important. We must learn to be wise. We must accept this beautiful crown that is given to us. As I read this scripture passage, I reflected on a lot of the meaning. I felt that this could have multiple meanings depending on the point of life you may be in. As I reread this, I felt that I could relate to this passage quite a bit. This piece of scripture tells us how to follow the path of wisdom and obedience, which will help us in the long run. It directs us in the path of right versus wrong. I feel that this is so relevant to what I am about to embark on the upcoming months. I have been taught many different lessons at school, home, and church throughout my life. I feel that now this is the time I get to apply those lessons. This proverb states, "Listen, children, to a father's instructions, and be attentive that you may gain insight." Our church, school, and home families can teach us things much of the time. I did not feel that those were important lessons at the time, but as I approach the next path, I'm realizing that the importance of those lessons are constant and consistently. In this proverb, the message teaches us that we are children. We need to work hard, gain wisdom, and gain insight. If we achieve wisdom and insight, we will be prized and honored. Our faith needs to guide us to gain wisdom and insight. My hope is that faith will continue to guide me as I go down my next path and gain more wisdom and insight in both of my college career and my future. Every family can teach these life lessons and teach us to be wise and knowledgeable. As long as we turn to and trust God, we will have everything that we can need as we move into our new phases of life.